بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Virtues of the Believers, Friday the 3rd of Ramadan, 1394, the 20th of September, 1974. For Allah, there are no dead ends for us. In Allah's hands, every dead end is a door. There is always a way. Is there a dead end worse than the Battle of Uhud? For Allah, there are no dead ends for us. In Allah's hands, every dead end is a door. There is always a way. Is there a dead end worse than the Battle of Uhud? What dead end? Even if the Prophet of Allah has been slain, Allah, the God of the Prophet, will never be slain. We still have our moral duties. In such a situation, how will a person who places their trust in Allah behave? Like the Commander of the Faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, like Abu Dajjana, like those few who stood their ground, those who had no trust in Allah, who were they? Those who fled for their lives back to Medina without ever looking back, who ran until they were safely inside the city. Now you can see the meaning of tawakkul. Those who fold their arms in the name of tawakkul, who sit back and do nothing in the hope of some unknown future, choose to forsake their own faith and their own power as human beings. Those who think tawakkul means to strike out human free will and human ability either do not understand tawakkul, or they understand it perfectly but want to change its meaning in the minds of others so they will no longer place their trust in Allah. But when Allah says the faithful are those who put their trust in their Lord, He means that the human being has two powerful wings to carry them through life. One is steadfastness, sabr, and the other is relying on Allah, tawakkul.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Any nation which has these two wings will fly beyond the reach of their enemies, the wing of steadfastness and the wing of reliance, and who put their trust in their Lord. This is the third quality of the faithful. Fourth, who maintain the prayer. Now, pay attention to the expression Allah uses here. Consider the difference between those who pray, الَّذِينَ يُصَلُّونَ, and those who maintain the prayer, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. If Allah was only referring to those who say their prayers, there would be no need to say those who maintain the prayer, because the use of the word maintain would be superfluous. Allah could have just said those who pray and be finished with it. Clearly, those who maintain the prayer are not the same as those who pray. There is something else there too. There is some higher reality. What do you think this could be? What does it mean to maintain prayer? There are several possibilities, any one of which could be correct. One is that maintaining the prayer means performing prayer perfectly or completely, as this is one of the meanings for the verb iqama, to maintain, in Arabic.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things. Guide me.